Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief on today's episode. Ooh, we got ourselves a spirited competition between AEW and WWE next week. Also, the rated R superstar, Adam Copeland, has listed off one of his dream opponents. Ooh. And it might surprise some of you, but maybe not. Also, the game, Triple H, will be joining us for an AEW preview. Very exciting, Larson.
Wait. Why is Triple H joining us?
Oh, dude, he is scouting the competition for next week's huge face-off. Monday Night War back again. But this time is going to be on Tuesday. So Triple H is here to talk about tonight's episode of AEW because he's scouting the competition. He wants to know exactly what to tell HBK to put on the programming, which is where we're going to start off today. That's right, next week, AEW Dynamite moves to Tuesday to accommodate baseball playoff action, the MLB.
Are you excited for Major League Baseball playoff action, Steve?
Not at all. I could care this much about baseball. And even this is being generous right here.
That's what I'm surprised is that much.
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know. How do I indicate zero with my hand? I can't. Anyways.
I need to make a zero with your hand.
Tony Khan's not looking forward to MLB playoff action either because he's got to move his show, which means, that's right, it's going head-to-head with the upstart, insurgent. I don't know. What's a good word for?
No, insurgent's good because they're on the come up. Yeah.
They got the momentum.
Yes.
Yes.
NXT. They got the momentum. It's NXT you're talking about here.
It's called NXT, yeah. So NXT isn't taking this lying down, though. No. During last night's episode. Holy crap. They announced, oh, by the way, I watched like the first half of last night's episode, and it's really good. I'm going to watch the rest of it today. I'm not going to review it, though, because I don't have to review everything.
No. No, review what you want to review.
Exactly. So anyways, this is what's going on next week, dude, on Tuesday on NXT. Cody Flippin' Rhodes is going to be on hand to make an announcement of some sort.
I saw someone speculate on social media it's going to be the Dusty Tournament.
Oh, okay. He's not going to go to NXT and be like, I made a trade to SmackDown for Jey Uso.
No.
He probably won't announce that on NXT.
No, I'd be like, I'm going to finish the story by winning the NXT Championship.
I'm going to finish the story by picking up to Josh Briggs as my tag partner for the Dusty Tournament. Is that his name? Josh Briggs? That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Who's the other guy?
Brooks Jensen.
Brooks Jensen.
Also in the house next Tuesday at the Performance Center. You will see him. John Cena, he'll be in Carmelo Hayes' corner for his match against Braun Breaker. He's going to have Paul Heyman in his corner.
Is Braun Breaker joining the Bloodline?
Maybe.
Paul Heyman just so over Jimmy Uso and his antics that he's like,
as far away as possible.
I need to find a new client that I can advocate for because these guys are too much.
Mess. Additionally, mess. Roxanne Perez is slated to face Asuka in a match. So Yeah. We've seen recent episodes of NXT come close to Dynamite's usual numbers ever since Becky Lynch won the NXT Women's Championship. Just this week, last night's episode, 857,000 viewers. Last night, third time in the last 4 weeks, NXT's been up over 800,000 viewers. But could NXT actually top AEW this year for the first time since April of 2021?
Wow.
Could they? Could they, Steve? So the last time they went head-to-head was last October, same situation. AEW preempted due to exciting Major League Baseball playoff action. AEW pulled out the win, 752 to 676. Thousands, of course. This is an individual. This is like 752 people versus 676 people. These are in the thousands.
Right.
So, with a star-studded lineup for NXT next week, Cena, Heyman, Becky's going to be on hand. Asuka. Does it seem like it's going to be a W for NXT?
I hate to write the obituary for next Tuesday's Dynamite so soon. Yeah, NXT. NXT's going to win, right? You want to place a friendly wager? Would you wager anything on AEW pulling out the win here? So it's like, aren't they doing like a thing? Like it's Edge's in-ring debut, are they?
Yeah, it's Edge's first match. Yeah, I think there's a couple things announced for next week's Dynamite. Next week's Dynamite. Let me see if they announce anything else tonight, and then we could talk about wagers. We could revisit this conversation on a Dynamite recap tomorrow. Because if they start, you know, loading up that episode, then it's going to get interesting.
Okay, smart guy. You have the AEW Dynamite Tuesday book. You've got the pencil, Larson. Show it to me. Procure. Do you have the pencil with you?
I have a pen.
Very good. Good enough.
But more importantly, what I do if I have that opportunity, I get phone, and I make a phone call.
Oh no! Don't do it.
And I make a phone call to Mr. Bill Goldberg.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, you think I was going to call Phil?
I thought you were gonna go. I thought you were gonna go with one Bill Phil. Yeah, Bill Goldberg. Yeah, okay.
I give Bill Goldberg a call, and I'd say, Bill. Yeah. Say this to the camera, Bill. We need you. We need you on Dynamite this week.
Yeah.
Next week, actually, but I need you tonight, in Stockton, actually, to say, hey, yeah. I'm Bill Goldberg is All Elite, and you're gonna be in action the following week. I think they're in Independence, Missouri. I think next week. Mm-hmm. We need you, Bill. Can you help us?
Yeah. No, what you could do is like Tony texts Bill Goldberg. And then in order to make this announcement, he just puts the text message up on the Tron.
Good.
And like has everybody read it. They're like, what is it? Oh, what?
Who's Bill?
Bill.
Oh, it's Goldberg.
William. Oh, Goldberg. Wow. Goldberg's going to be here. Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know what they can do to load it up. They usually have like the bigger names there, like MJF is a draw. Cole's out, so Cole can't be there.
Well, you'd have to have a title match. You'd have to have MJF defend the title on the show.
Okay, like, but
there's no build to a feud, so ain't gonna accomplish much.
That's the problem, though. It's like, dude, the last time we saw MJF, he was defending the Ring of Honor tag titles.
Yeah, I know. I think it's Shida and Saraya next week as well.
Okay, that's a good match.
Be a good match.
Yeah, dude, WWE, they're too loaded, you know. They can bring this stuff.
I'm gonna do you one better. You call it Bill Goldberg. You call it Bret Hart. You have a summit.
Oh, not a summit.
You have a summit on Dynamite.
A superpower summit?
You know how we saw Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels squash their beef on Raw years ago?
Yeah.
Do that on Dynamite next week.
Wow. That's numbers. It. You got it. Numbers up.
Oh, over
numbers
a million easy.
Skyrocketing. 1M easily.
I know. NXT, good luck getting 500,000 competing with that.
In the dirt. That's where they are. That John Cena in the dirt.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
Yeah, I watched Trick Williams lost his North American title to Dominic Mysterio last night. So that sort of gives us a little bit of a clue. I kind of feel like Judgment Day is going to have no problem keeping those titles on on Saturday.
Right, I think you're right about that.
But no, I thought it's good stuff. Like here's the thing. This is the thing. You mentioned one of the matches they got next week is Roxanne Perez versus Asuka. Mm-hmm. Roxanne Perez came out and the crowd booed the living shit out of her. I don't know why. Not a bad guy.
Didn't think so.
Oh, I think it's because she got a show. Apparently the PC crowd, then the WWE PC crowd, they've really taken to Lola Vice. Uh-huh. And apparently Roxanne beat her on an episode, which I didn't see. Yeah. But apparently they take great issue with that. And now they just boo Roxanne Perez.
Wow.
Which is proof positive they need to get the hell out of there because that crowd is terrible.
Yeah.
I can't stand that venue. I really can't. Like everything about NXT is really good, except for the venue. It sucks.
Yeah, the presentation. The presentation too is not that great. It's too bright.
Like the crowd was booing who was it? It wasn't Wes Lee. It was the dude he was running with. What's his
Zach Wentz. Yeah. Yeah.
Because of like some weird beef between that girl and her parents or something like that. That was weird. That should have been sign number one. Get out of there. Get away from that crowd. They're crap. Anyways, that's my editorialize. That's my Andy Rooney moment for the week.
There you go. You want to do your Andy Rooney impression just to really hammer it home?
You ever wonder why a certain crowd boos Roxanne Perez?
All right.
It's a little weird.
Thank you. I appreciate that, I guess. So let's talk about You Think You Know Him. Radar superstar. Edgy Adam Copeland. So he's been doing the press round ever since showing up at WrestleDream this past Sunday. He had an interview with Sports Illustrated's Justin Brasso in which he talked about potential dream matchups, not only in AEW, but since he's in AEW now, and if you're in AEW, you can wrestle other places.
Anyway.
Perhaps in New Japan. This is what Adam Copeland said. Quote, I've never wrestled at Wrestle Kingdom, never wrestled at Tokyo Dome. How about a match against Kazuchika Okada? That would be pretty cool. I'm pretty excited by that. How about Jon Moxley? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
A singles match in AEW against Bryan Danielson, Miro, Claudio, Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, Adam Page, Chris Jericho, Malakai Black, FTR in a tag, teaming with Darby against the Young Bucks, facing Darby, facing Sting, a promo battle with Eddie Kingston. The possibilities are keeping me awake at night. These new matchups are all super exciting. It all starts next week against Luchasaurus.
listen, Edge, Adam, let me talk to you, Cam. Time is precious. It is you should treat every match like it's your last one. You can't kick this off with Luchasaurus. You got to go with the dream match immediately, right?
That's what they did with Bryan Danielson. Was his first match in AEW against Kenny Omega?
Yes, I think so. Something like that. I don't know. My memory's crap. But, dude. Edge versus any of these names that he mentioned, not Luchasaurus.
I mean, to be fair, he's not the one booking the show.
Oh, I know, but he's got to have some pull there.
You'd think so.
Maybe if Tony Khan said, hey, you're going
to. Maybe this is what it is. Like, this guy's 500 million years old.
He's older than me. By a little.
This should be a walk in the park for old Adam Copeland.
Yeah. I don't know. He's also a dinosaur, though. Yeah, he should have laughed at Tony, like when Tony was like, "Hey, your first in-ring debut is going to be against Luchasaurus." Ed should have joked as if he thought he was joking, and then Tony Khan would be like, "Oh, what did I say? Luchasaurus? I know it's pretty funny, right?"
Sting, one-on-one Sting, first time ever match here on Dynamite. Yeah,
call Sting.
It's not gonna be much of a bout. I feel like Edgy Adam Copeland's gonna win quickly, decisively, all on his way to eventually facing Christian. What we're all waiting for is for the reunion between Christian and Adam Copeland, though. That's really what we're all waiting for.
You got to do the feud and then the reunion after
and
the
feud. And then the reunion.
Right, exactly. So that's good stuff. All right, man. Are you ready to bring Triple H in on this?
No, not at all.
Here, I got on my phone. And then you guys will see his picture here because it's like going to be a Zoom call thing. All right, here we go. Oh, cool. He's already writing. Okay. Hello, hi, this is Trevor. Oh, it's great to be back. It's great to be back here at Going Good Raw.
Hi, Triple H.
I just realized the name of your show is a sexual euphemism. You know, it's a real bummer. Those rumors about me being divorced are false because I'd be out there getting so much play right now.
All right. So
my pants would be down all the time.
All right. Let's talk. Let's focus on Dynamite. That's what we're here to talk about.
The pissant show. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm curious why you decided to call in to preview this show as opposed to.
I'm scouting the competition.
Oh, is that what it is?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch this tape about AEW Dynamite and I'm going to break it down. Break it down. Triple H. DX. Anyways, Dynamite. I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it. I'm very excited that Edge, Adam Copeland, found a new home because we had nothing for him. He's done everything, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. He was a bit of a ratings black hole. Anyways, you look at the numbers. You look. Remember that time he went to NXT and he tanked the ratings?
I remember that.
Right. So he's gonna do the same thing. He's like he's a sleeper agent. It's like the Maltese Falcon. That's what.
Oh,
it is.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. The Manchurian candidate, one of those anyways. So, speaking of which, Adam Copeland, he's going to talk tonight. What is he going to have? One of those long 20-minute promos?
Yeah, what's like, the over-under on the time allotted for his promo?
20 minutes, and he's going to talk about grit.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're familiar with Adam Copeland. You know what drives him, what motivates him.
I think I know him. All right, moving on. You like that one? Don't laugh. All right, Rey Fénix, who is their current international champion, versus Nick Jackson for the international title. I find it funny they have an international title because we have an intercontinental championship also. Like, they just did what we do. That's all they do is they just do what we do and then they act like we're bad guys or something.
All right, that's a fair point. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you wish you had the brothers Jackson, Nick and Matt, in your company right now? I mean, apparently you're pretty close to getting them back 2019, whatever it was.
Yeah, I almost got them in 2019. I wanted them in 2018. They were done by 2020. No, I have no desire. Look, these guys, they're like Edge. They tank the ratings. Look at the breakdown, the break it down, the quarter hours. Dude. They take the ratings and the quarter hours. No, them. Kenny's like 50,000 years old. Look. Kenny Omega, WWE in 2017, yay, 2023, nay.
All right, there's some breaking news. Triple H not interested in bringing in the Elite to WWE.
I got you the scoop. It's called common sense. Nobody wants them. They're old, they're used up, and no, nobody cares about
them. Let me ask you about a superstar much younger in AEW, Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
He's tagging with Takeshita tonight against Jericho and Omega.
Yeah, right.
Anybody in this match that you're scouting?
Takeshita, yes. He's going to be in the company one day. Here's what I'm going to do. I've already told him this. I've got a burner account. We've been texting. And I said, listen, get with Callus. Build your brand.
Hold on.
Don't interrupt.
No, this is important to interrupt because you've been tampering with AEW contracts by texting with Takeshita.
Listen, tampering is the name of the game. Break it down.
Tampering
with contracts.
Tony Khan said he's tired of this shit and he's not going to put up with it anymore.
I know he said that a long time ago, too. He's like, I got a lot of money, too. Yeah, you don't have billions. Well, your dad does, but you don't have Endeavor billions. I will endeavor to think that he's a little shit who can't do nothing.
Isn't Endeavor like in tons of debt? I don't think we spend a lot of money on lawsuits.
That's the new way, man. That's capitalism for you. You go into debt further and further and further, and then eventually it just works itself out. You just write it all off. It's all good. I'm a millionaire.
You're not handling finances over there.
Gang. I'm a millionaire, part of a billionaire family. I know what I'm talking about. Anyways, yeah, Takeshita, yay. Sammy Guevara, nay. He's got the most punchable face. Can't put that on a shirt. No, nay. Chris Jericho, been there, done that. Yeah, guy, he's a terrible. He's not a very good worker. That Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. I thought that when he first came in, And then I still think that today, 2023, he did have a heck of a debut there in the WWF.
Though. Yeah, he did.
Originally, it should have been against me, Triple H, the game. I was the biggest star in the world in the WWF. Don't interrupt. All right, I'm tired of this trip down memory lane. Listen. Huh. Don't watch Dynamite. It's going to be crap. Why do you guys even review it anymore? It's a busy head company.
I have an answer for that question.
You think about that, I'm going to go look at some Penthouse magazines, because according to rumor, I'm divorced. I've got my pants off. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Penthouse forum for the game, apparently.
What? Penthouse? What did he say?
He said he's going to look at some Penthouse magazines.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. That is shocking.
Yeah,
and unprofessional. He's making a media appearance, and he's talking about his pants being... Oh, let me guess. It was because of those rumors that he got divorced?
Yes, of course.
That's going to be why. It's going to be why. You shouldn't have pried about that one, man. You shouldn't have pried.
I didn't ask. He brought it
up. Anyways, that's going to do it for the news, pro wrestling news. What'd you say?
Can't blame me for that one. I didn't bring up that topic. He did.
Next topic. All right, that's going to do it for the show today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate it. Let us know what you guys think about all that in the comments below. Hit that subscribe button and the thumbs up. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.